الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Another very important aspect for our Islah this month of Ramadan is for our Islah. One aspect is the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. We have discussed that at the beginning of Ramadan already, but a little bit more detail is required. And a few things. One is that we must be regular with the dhikr. We'll try and discuss that. That also, many of our satis are quite negligent. If we do dhikr regularly, it is a great, great favor of Allah Ta'ala, and it is absolutely essential. And together with dhikr is included, just as we have heard now, tilawat of Quran Sharif. And du'as are also included, to be regular with our tilawat, our dhikr, our du'as. And in dhikr also, the dhikr that we talk about, which we're sitting at a time and making dhikr, and the dhikrs, the du'as of the various occasions, when we get up, when we go to toilet, in that, how I find, I think, I hope I am totally wrong, but we are extremely weak in that. As I mentioned, the bismillah before eating we don't read, during eating no shukr, after eating Allah's ni'mat, but we don't make shukr to Allah, we don't read the du'a. And how many good people we see, we eat at somebody's place, we don't even tell them Jazakallah. Dr. Mayat is in Petersburg, a very good person, mashallah, make dua for his health, he's very advanced age now. So he told once a white person, I think it was also a doctor, ate at his place very long ago. After eating, he told him, tell your wife thank you for the meals, etc. His wife was shocked. She says, so great people come here, no one ever told me thank you. And look at this, he's a non-Muslim man, but he appreciated and he said, he told you to tell me to say, to tell me thank you. So we are very, very negligent in this. So anyway, that. And also, I was thinking I may be totally wrong. I'm getting old now, and I don't clean my ears also. Wax is also all full. So everyone reads Bismillah, everyone reads the du'as, but I'm an old man, I can't hear my hearing. But last night, one person behind me read that Subhanal Malik al-Quddus a bit loudly, and quite a few people joined. So I say, no, I can still hear. It's not that I can't hear, I think the satis are not reading it. I thought they all must be reading it, but I can't hear. So we must read it. So that is, and then, how to make zikr. The method of making zikr, which is very, very close to sati still today, even our outward form of zikr is not correct. We got funny, funny actions in our zikr. And the correct way, inshallah, hopefully, that is very important. We must discuss that also, how to make the zikr in the correct way so we can get the proper benefit. To start off from the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum explained, that is all what I have, I've got nothing of my own, I present that. So Allah Ta'ala has commanded here, فَذْكُرُونِي, it's a command, أَمَرْ سِغَ, you remember me. أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I am remembering you. It isn't that when you remember me, I remember you. It is mahal, impossible, that Allah forgets any of His creation at any time. All His creation, the most sinful, one leaf that is dry, that has fallen from the tree, that is now, according to we say, it's finished, but it's in Allah's remembrance. Allah's knowledge, Allah knows about it. When it came, how it, when it got dried, what happened to it, everything. So, but what does this mean? That Allah will remember us when we remember Him. He is remembering us. When we remember Him, what obedience, making His zikr, any other obedience, then He remembers us bil inaya, with kindness and with favors He remembers us. And if we are engaged in sin, still Allah remembers us. But now Either it is this quality of hilam, and one meaning of hilam, that Allah can punish, but He withholds His punishment. Or that He will punish us, or He's punishing us at that time, whatever. So how we remember Allah, Allah remembers us in that way. The details come in the hadith. When a person remembers Allah Ta'ala individually on his own. And therefore, we should make zikr on our own also at times. Split our zikr in two, it is a very good way. Or make additional zikr on our own. So when we remember Allah on our own, Allah remembers us on His own also. Just to Himself, He remembers us. We are in His remembrance, He is in our remembrance. And therefore, before zikr, we should try and read this ayat also. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. That you remember me, now we are sitting remembering Allah. Allah is remembering us. And not only the words of the ayat, but slightly on the meaning of it. That Allah is in my... If we know anyone, ordinary person, he's praising me, he's talking about me, how nice we feel. So and so is praising, Ya Rabbul Alameen. What is the president of the country? What is the president of the world? Or whoever it can be. It can be the Anbiya Alayhimus Salaam. This is Allah Rabbul Alameen. And Allah's promise Himself that He is remembering you. And the more clearer details come in the next part, that when we remember Allah in a gathering. So we must make arrangements to remember Allah in a gathering also. Try, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, in the latter part of Hazrat's life, for quite a number of years, Hazrat was paralyzed, he couldn't walk, he was on a walking chair. But he said, I traveled the world in that condition. And even like this, to be healthy and travel is not easy. Travel, a safar ka saqar. Safar is like sakarat. Like when a person is in sakarat, like that safar is. But in that age of his, and Hazrat traveled the world, he said, for only one reason, and that is to have established the halqas of zikr everywhere. And that by the halqas of zikr, Allah's rahmat comes down. And whatever adab was supposed to come, that also gets sent back again. Where it is. And especially in places like Darul Ulooms, where normally Allah save us, Allah's lot of mehrbani on our Darul Ulooms in South Africa, but usually lot of fitnas, trouble, fights happen in Darul Ulooms. The only way to repel it is the majalis of zikr. In the same way, Tabligh Jamaat, where always mashura, different people, different views, and there also lot fights can take place and do take place also. It's only gatherings of zikr that will be in our homes. Everywhere, if there's zikr in the home, muhabbat between the family members, barakat in that house, Allah's rahmat in that house. If there's no zikr, we ourselves are closed. And in fact, how sad, and this is a principle of Allah, where the right is not, no vacuum there will be anywhere. When we don't do the right, the wrong has to come in. Like for example, where there is no dhikr, then the TV has to come in. The dish has to come in. It has to be replaced by something. It's not going to be just a vacuum. And like for example, today one of our satis gave me very good news. I was very happy. TV is gone out of the house. Where dhikr will come in, TV will have to go out. And you don't have to fight with the wife and the children to take out the TV. Make sure that everyone is making dhikr, tilawat of Quran, dua ihtimam, ta'aleem in the house. These things, the TV will get closed and it will go out, it will leave. But if not, then we don't have zikr in our houses, the dish is there, the TVs are there, everything is there. So then you can expect all the problems in the houses. And this beginning, shaitan, his work is to beautify. And really it is, he uses the biggest form of jadu, which is mesmerism, hypnotism. And he makes all these things look very beautiful. For example, kids, they are amused by those little, cartoons. And what stupid cartoons, all that. But not only kids, big people get amused with that all the time. And they're just watching it. He makes us look that this is very nice, very playing games all the time. Shaitan, it's mesmerism from shaitan that these things appear to be so nice. Those filthy, ugly women of filth and dirt, He makes them look so nice in our eyes, and we just, and our halal, pure, golden wives, we no appeal in our heart for them. But for those filthy, dirty women who are filth and dirt, so much of appeal. There's only mesmerism of shaitan, nothing else. So when the haq is not there, the batil. And Quran Sharif says, Jaal haq wa zahaq al batil. When the haq comes, batil goes away. And if haq is not there, batil has to come in. There won't be a vacuum. So collective zikr in every masjid. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Talha sahab, Hazrat Shaykh's son, Peer Talha, Damat Barakatuhum, made a dora of Pakistan. And there he said that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, if there aren't people prepared to make zikr voluntarily, pay them and let them sit and make zikr. This we can understand, like for example, imamat for the masjid should be done voluntarily, it's our deen's work. And the muazzin should be also voluntary, it's deen's work, but you don't usually get these people to do it voluntarily. So we all understand, and the masala also is jais, pay them. To teach in a madrasa should also be voluntarily. If a person has other income, he doesn't need this income, he does it. But if not, it's so important, pay a person to teach our children. Pay the ustads, and it's 100% jais and halal. And in fact, most barakat of money is on the teaching of Quran Sharif from a hadith. You teach deen, and that money, lot of barakat. And our ustads explained to me, one ustad, the crooks broke in. He says they stole all the other things, but that madrasa envelope, and it was right on top, they didn't touch it. All our other money they touched, they took it, everything, the jewelry they took, but that envelope they didn't touch. Allah puts barakat in this money, lot of barakat. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, if there aren't people prepared to make voluntary, in fact, for the cleaning the toilets of our house, we pay for it. For the masjid toilets, we pay to have it cleaned. To clean the heart, and to, for the benefit of the whole community, dhikrullah is so important. So Hazrat stressed that even if there isn't somebody to do it voluntarily, pay some people. Tell them, sit every day 15 minutes, we'll pay you. You make zikr. But zikr must take place. So important is zikr. And all this is just to make us understand how important. So in the hadith, that you make individual zikr, Allah remembers you on His own. Collective, Allah remembers you in a gathering better than your gathering. So every masjid, all of us, even if we just one, two satis, but sit in the masjid and make zikr. Make zikr at home also, part of it. And the effect of both zikrs are different. And both are very beautiful and necessary for a person. So make collectively. In the hadith that you, Allah remembers you in a better gathering. That comes in the explanation of that comes in another hadith. That there is a group of malaika who are known as sayyahin, travelers. They only travel, sayyah. And what are they traveling for? This gush they are making. And the gush of these malaika is to look for the gatherings of zikr. And where they find the gathering of zikr, then they call out to the rest of all the other malaika who are that sayyahin. That what you look, halumma, halumma, come, it's here. So in our town's masjid, in our house, if we are making collective, they call them there, that year. So when those malaika come there, then we make safs, one behind another. Our safs go. Malaika safs are one on top of another, until they reach the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. When they reach the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, Allah asks them, from where are you all coming? They say, from that masjid there, from that house there. They take the name of that place. Our town's masjid, whichever our town is, that from there we are coming. Then Allah asks them, وَهُوَ أَعْلَمْ. And Allah knows perfectly well. What doesn't Allah Ta'ala know? هُوَ أَعْلَمْ. And إِكْرَامًا لَهُمْ. But to show out and make manifest the honor, the ikram of those people who are sitting in that gathering of zikr. For that reason, Allah now asks these questions. Otherwise Allah knows. They say, we're coming from that masjid of that town there. Why? What's happening there? They say, their brothers are gathered, they are making your zikr. So Allah Ta'ala asks, did they see me? They making my zikr, they remembering me. Say, no, they haven't seen. If had they seen, they would have made your zikr even more. What do they want? They want Jannat. Did they see Jannat? No. Had they seen Jannat, they would have even made more zikr, more remembrance, they should have engaged themselves in. What are they asking protection? What are they frightened of and want to stay away from? Jahannam. Did they see Jahannam? No. Had they seen, they would have even made more of zikr and more, they would have remembered you, O Allah. In another hadith it comes that now when we are remembering Allah in a gathering, every masjid must have this. Then Allah remembers that masjid, that town, in a more superior gathering. That more superior gathering, it comes in another hadith, that whenever the people are gathered to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala also calls an ijtima. Like here we have ijtimas, Allah calls an ijtima. And by that, like here, in Tabligh Jamaat, we have sometimes ijtima only old workers. And then we also in the announcements we say, only those who gave 4 months, who gave 40 days, whatever it is, old workers. So yeah, this ijtima of Allah is also qualified. Only who is allowed? Indal malaikatil muqarrabin. Only those malaika who are very close to the very close malaika, the very great, all the malaika are not allowed to come. Wa inda arwahil mursaleen, and the arwah of all the rasuls, not the anbiya, the rasuls, who are the special people in the group of anbiya and rasul, these people, they are allowed to come. Then Allah tabaraka ta'ala in front of them boast of that gathering, that look at those people, they are remembering me. And Allah ta'ala himself, now imagine we are sitting 2, 3, 5, 10 people in our masjid every day, and Allah is boasting about us. It's not that we are worthy of being boast, but the remembrance of Allah, that nisbat and that ta'alluq that Allah ta'ala is boasting about them on various accounts. Similarly, it comes in the hadith sharif also, that when people are remembering Allah tabaraka ta'ala, the malaika throng around them. Whenever there is a gathering of zikr, have this yaqeen. Our Shaykh Hazrat Damat Barakatum says, our iman is on hadith. We know it's the true words of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the subject matter of every hadith is 100% true. There is absolutely no doubt. So he says, whenever you are busy making zikr, do it with this firm conviction that malaika are surrounding that gathering. They are thronged around. Nazalat alayhim haffat humul malaika. The malaika draw or close all around them. And then, وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ, and sakina descends upon that group. The ulama, shurrah of hadith have given lot of meaning of what sakina is. I think yesterday or so, we read it also. But the best interpretation is that of the Quran Sharif itself. What does Quran Sharif say? What is sakina? هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah sends down sakina on the hearts of the believers. لِيَزْدَادُ إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. The present iman they have got, this sakina increases that iman. Increases it in that iman which was murithi, which we inherited. We are born in Muslim homes. Now Allah changed that and iman that was aqli. It was just in our brain, according to our brain. I'm a Muslim, it's right to be Muslim. I understand Allah is only one, I'm a Muslim. That is aqli istidlali. That from deductions you have made out. Like our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Sari ardo sama, or Sari ardo sama, or Sari ardo sama, or Shamso qamar, dekh kar pa gaye apne khaliq ko hum. Seeing all the earth and the skies, the sun and the moon, all this movement and all this, we realize really there is one creator, there is one Allah. From there, so we made istidlal. Now that has to be traded in. That is the lower level of iman. And by zikr, it gets traded in. Now Allah gives you iman as zaqi, iman wijdani, iman that is by nature now. That like in every drop of blood, and every part of blood, iman is filled in there. In all your nerves, your iman, like shaitan moves in your whole body, it comes in the hadith. Now iman, your looking is iman, your talking is iman, your hearing is iman. So now that iman reaches that level. And all that beautiful qissas we hear of the mort of those pious people, those who have brought their iman to that level. Otherwise, generally, all the Muslims have got that lower level of iman. and we'll get Allah's pleasure and we'll get Jannah, but all on that higher level. And this is that iman-e-dhaqi, iman-e-wijdani, and it's part of you now. So that sakina comes down on those people. When this gathering is, and the malaika are gathered, Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahmatullahi alayhi, commentator of Bukhari Sharif, he writes then, this malaika, like Allah is praising them. And Allah praises them on that same subject matter, that these malaika look astonished at these people. That who are these people? And they wonder, are we the farishtas or are these the farishtas? Who are the farishtas? And for various reasons. One reason that he gives there, the farishtas say, we are that nurani ma'soom makhluq of Allah. We've got no desire for sin. See, the thought, Hazrat our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, if the most beautiful hoor of Jannat, and there are degrees of beauty of the hoors of Jannat also, the most beautiful hoor comes and sit on the lap of Jibreel alayhi salam, for him it is like a speck of dust, a piece of wood. He's got no feeling whatsoever. It makes nothing to him. He's got no desire, nothing whatsoever. One friend reminded me one thing, that many of the boys, they look for a perfect girl. Eh? When they want to get married, a perfect girl. And what is it? Usually what they say, ke lambi lambi oi, she must be thin, slender. And manjri manjri oi, green, green eyes she must have. Dhori dhori oi, she must be white, white. And what? One more? Lambi lambi, manjri manjri, dhori dhori. Ji? Patri patri, yes, slender, thin. So he, somebody asked him, you're not getting married. He said, I'm not finding the right girl. I'm looking. I'm not finding that one there. So one day he said, but yes, I found one. So he said, then why didn't you marry her? So the perfect one I found, Miss Perfect. So why didn't you marry her? She's looking for Mr. Perfect. So we all, always that we want the most perfect, our wife must be. She must be slender. We don't let her eat. Poor woman we make. She must cook the stuff, food. Smell it, see it, but she mustn't eat, she mustn't get fat. And we must fill our stomach, and we must get fat. And we can be out of shape, it doesn't matter. So that should not be the case. So anyway, so these malaika, they want that, they got no desire for sun. No matter what. So, now they say that we got no desire, but these people who are filled, and every person, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. For every person Allah says, we have put in him, he's got the capacity of fujur, of sin also, and of taqwa, of righteousness. Every person, so they've got capacity and great capacity of sin. And every person, and Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh, what a Shaykh Allah has given us. Hadrat says, don't even make dua that Allah Ta'ala must take away your desire for sin. If your desire for sin is taken away, you can't become a wali of Allah. Like you go to the qabristan and you tell them, oh, what buzurgs are here. They don't commit one sin here. Well, they can't commit sin. What buzurgi and wilayat is dependent when you can commit sin and you don't commit sin. You praise your car, what a car I've got here. But your car got no petrol, it's got no engine. What is that car? And he says, what mutawalli of ours in Germiston, Marhum Ahmed Bey Pandur, Allah grant him high stages. Be pleased. He said once we were in a gathering with white people, non-Muslims one time, and while talking, he says, you know, that time I was about 50 years old. Till today, I didn't get one traffic fine, not for stop street, robot, parking. Nothing, I never put my indicators, nothing, I never, all got amazed. Oh, 50 years you are, and not why. He said, I never drove a car. So if you don't drive, how are you going to get a, Kamal is when you drive and you don't get a fine. If you don't drive, how are you going to get a fine? So like that, so taqwa, when desire of sin, and a person becomes the wali of Allah Ta'ala, according to the level of his desire. A person who has got very little desire, and he controls it, he becomes a small wali. But a person who's got not desire, and he becomes a great wali of Allah. So that desire, you don't have to, many people feel, oh, I got too much vuma, I got too much desire for sin, so I'm a write-off. No, not at all. The more you got desire, and no problem, but just control it. Make sure you've got a engine. What is a powerful engine? 3 liter or whatever, even more than that. You got twin carb and you, whatever you have got, a heavy engine, but make sure now you got power brakes also. And make sure that you got power steering also. So if you got lot of desire, you got lot of power in you, no problem. But just make sure that when the bend comes, you can control your car. When there is a traffic hazard, you see from a distance, the hazard lights are on there, now you must know you must slow down. Like that, you've got lot of desire. Your wife, our Sheikh Damat Barakatum says, look at her from top to bottom, from night till morning, whole inside and outside, no problem. But you're another woman, even just to get an idea that there's a woman that said, just completely cut yourself off. So that, and the Sahaba, and especially Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, were blessed with these qualities. Kana waqafan inda kitabillah. Allah's command, full stop. Sharp breaks, immediately they used to give. When a permission is there, no problem. Look at your mother, with respect, with love. Look at your wife, with love and with lust. Look at her, no problem. But any other woman, immediately, full stop. And sharp breaks you give. So that is what is required. So the malaika have got no desire for sin. We have got, and this desire of sin is not a sin. The desire of sin, Allah put it, فَالْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. Allah put it, it's not a sin to have desire of sin. But don't entertain that sin. The thoughts of it, or to go further and do something about it, that you put a stop to that. So the malaika say, who are the farishtas, the malaika? Are these the malaika? Or are we the malaika? These people who have got so much desire of sin, and they sitting and making zikr of Allah. After fajr they are sitting, tahajjud time they are sitting, after asr, whichever time it is, and you are sitting making zikr, they get surprised. The other thing they say, that these people haven't seen Allah Ta'ala. They haven't seen Jannah, Jahannam. We all the time we see Allah. We see Jannah, Jahannam. For us to make zikr of Allah is no big deal. Because we see Allah Ta'ala, we see Jannah, we see Jahannam. These people have never seen Allah Ta'ala. So, and they are making zikr. We have seen Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he came. Jibreel Alaihi Wasallam said, I brought wahi to him. I know it all. These people haven't seen the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. They haven't seen Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they are living in this modern age, far away from those wonderful cradles of Islam. And they are living in those places. And they sitting and making zikr, they get astonished. And then the malaika also say that these people have got no, we have got no children, na joru, na natu, no telephone bill to pay, no light account, you didn't pay your bill, now they're cutting off your phone, now you're fighting with them, you're going there to the department, now your lights are cut off, and it's a misunderstanding, wrong house they cut off, all that. Farishta got no problem like that. Now this child needs a pair of shoes, that child has to go to hospital, that child got a problem with the principal of the school. The farishtas got nothing of that. They are totally free. And they say that if we make zikr, it's no big deal. And these people who got 1,001 things all the time, and they are making Allah zikr, they get astonished. So the zikr, gathering of zikr, the malaika look at astonishment. The Allah tabaraka ta'ala is in the praises of this. And by who is he praising this gathering? By the malaika. And by the Anbiya, the Rasuls in front of them, Allah Ta'ala is praising this gathering. Then when these people are engaged in the dhikr of Allah, and when they finish their dhikr, then Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala then says, Qumu, get up now. I don't want you to make whole day zikr also. That you must, like for example, on Eid day, any other occasion, social function, Dada, Dadi, Nana, Nani, call all the children, grandchildren, all must come. When now they made arrangement for jungle jam, they made arrangement for all, for best biryani, for the best of food, for ice creams, for tea, for everything, pastries, all they have made the arrangement. Now all the children come, Dada, Dadi are happy. Maybe one of them in a wheelchair, maybe one of them in the bed. What is the first thing they want? Must go make salam by them. You don't just come and ignore Dada and Dadi and you just go and start playing there all. No, you come and sit, make salam, everything. And most children are such young people, they don't enjoy what old people. And they just want to get away. We just pay our homage, make salam and that, and they make dua. They want to go. But maybe there are one or two who really like Dada. You get such children. They like to be by Dada, by Nana, Dani, Dadi. So you tell them also, no, now, beta, go play now. I made all that arrangement. Go and eat food now. What are you sitting by me all the time? Like that Allah has made everything for us to use. خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. I made it for you. For your enjoyment, I've created all this. Now, I don't want you to sit all the time in my zikr also. Those who are excluded, they are those who just stay there also. And when Dada, Dadi see also, these people are not worried of food, they just like me, no problem, alright, you sit here. But the other one, outwardly he's saying, Dada, I love you. But inside, you know, he's looking all the time, those children playing. The chocolates are getting finished. Ice cream getting, I will get left out, he thinks. So you tell him, no, you go. But those others, no problem. They are those bandas of Allah who just stay by Allah also. They don't have to engage in the ni'mats of this dunya. But others, generally, Allah says, go. Go enjoy all the ni'mats. So you made zikr, Allah says, qumu. Get up now. Now you made enough of my zikr. You don't have to sit all the time making my zikr. But qumu is qualified. How much you get up? Maghfura lakum. All your sins are forgiven. Just for that you came and meet me, you made my zikr. Now I've forgiven all your sins. And Allah Ta'ala then spells it out and says, "Qad badaltu sayyi'atikum hasanat." That with this hadith is read also, "Buddilat sayyi'atikum hasanat," but preferred by our mashayikh and ashiqeen of Allah, that not they, your gunas have been changed into good, I changed your gunas into good deeds. And when Allah changes gunas into good deeds, one time one person was walking on the footpath of Pakistan, Karachi, and he saw one Khan Sahab sleeping on his charpai, the wooden bed, and he was lying on his back. And he was singing some nazams or whatever he was singing, very happy Khan Sahab. So that person walked past, he finished his work and he came past again. Now Khan Sahab was sleeping on his stomach, upside down. And he's still singing and he's happy. So he said, Khan Sahab, when I went, you were sleeping on your back. And you were singing, you are very happy. When I come, now you're sleeping on your stomach. What is the story? So he say, A side of the cassette got finished, so I turned it around to B side now. And the other side. So anyway, all that, your cassette can be filled with qawwali, and with all music, and with other haram things also. But now, just tape over it, some zikr of Allah, some nazams, some bayans, etc., qiraat of Quran Sharif. So like that, your cassette is filled with gunas. By the barakat of zikr gathering, Allah says, I take over it now. And all that gunas, I made it into sawabs now. قَدْ بَدَّلْتُ سَيِّعَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتِ, that I'm very pleased with you now, and I've changed all your, so valuable are the gatherings of zikr. So zikr gatherings are very, in another ayat Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and also the zikr here in a few places, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. May read the tasbih of the name of your Rabb. The Zat of Allah is one, the being of Allah. Like one person, his name is Ahmad. Ahmad is that person and his name. So Allah, the being of Allah is the being of Allah. And the names of Allah, there are many names. And the combination of all the names of Allah is Allah. So Allah says that sing the praises of the name of Allah. That is the zikr, this verbal zikr that we do. To remember the name of Allah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, illallah, illallah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, 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 Allah. These are all the names of Allah that you are making. So Allah is commanded directly that you must make the dhikr of the name. Where Allah is in many ayat said, remember Allah. In these ayat, which are all part of the Quran, Allah said, remember the name of Allah Ta'ala. The name of Allah has got great, great barakat also. So, So with Kurisma Rabbika Watabattal Ilehi Taptila. Yeah, zikr was so important. Namaz is definitely more important. But look for namaz, Allah didn't give the details of how to make namaz in the Quran Sharif. That Asr has got so many rakats, Fajr has got so many, that all we find in the hadith. But dhikr, the details, the etiquette and adab of dhikr, Allah has mentioned in the Quran Sharif itself. Allah says, وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, and repeat. Sahib-e-Mazhari, the tafsir in Mazhari, he says that udhkur means to repeat. And he gives a practical example. Like the children of the Sahaba, until today, our children, when you want to become a hafiz, then what? How do you become a hafiz? By repeating those words. And like for example, you want to learn sabbihisma. So how the child then? Sabbihisma, 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 sabbihisma rabbika, sabbihisma rabbika. Repeating it, he learns it. Like that we have to learn the name of Allah. Zikr, repeating the name of Allah until we have learnt it. Now the word Allah, like that if we go and say, it's easy to remember it. What, we don't have to now so much zikr to repeat it. To learn your sabak, half a page you give a student, 1 page, 2 pages. According to that, 10 minutes, half an hour, 2 hours, he must learn his sabak. Now whole life you must learn the sabak of Allah. What is the sabak that you have learned? The name of Allah, that you remember Allah. That for example, if you are anywhere, you stop at a stop street, at a robot, and somebody comes with a gun and puts it to your head, you must have had remembered, learned the sabak of Allah so much that immediately you think of Allah. Our, we might think of anyone else, or in most cases we go blank. Maybe the person put a blank gun, there are no bullets in there, but you go blank just by the inputting that, or maybe a toy gun also, or maybe a real gun with blanks in it. But just that gun is there, we go blank. That should not happen. And that might not happen to any of us. May Allah save us all. But the test is all the time. When you see that lady now, then at that time, do you also go blank, or do you now forget Allah? You have to remember Allah. Allah's command at this time is قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. This is that time to cast your gazes low, to lower your gaze. Do you remember Allah so much or not? When your anger overtakes you, now Allah's remembrance must be above your anger also. You claim yourself to be in a depression, namaz after namaz is becoming qaza. You're making your wife make her namazes also qaza. At that time, to remember Allah. That everything else, your depression, your bimari, one side, Allah's remembrance is the highest. So much zikr of Allah, so much of Allah's remembrance, that we remember Allah all the time. That whenever anything, now I'm getting, sitting in a gathering, we notice now the radar, the needle is moving. Ghibat is starting now. We started from just idle talk, now we are falling into ghibat. Now we backbiting about ulama, about big, or about buzurgs, now we are backbiting. Then immediately, your Allah's remembrance should have been so much, we have to build it up, that you detect it also. Your radar is working, it's not gone dead or something. And then you tell the person, brother, your iman has reached this level. No, this is not right. Now you are starting backbiting, please don't backbite about any person. He doesn't want to listen, then you get up and you walk away from there. Whether then it is your father who is backbiting, or whether it's your wife who's backbiting, anyone it can be, they want to feel hurt, but no, I can't sit in such a gathering where Allah is disobedient. So this is that to remember Allah, to learn our sabak. So much we must learn our sabak, that under all these circumstances, somebody comes and sell you stolen goods, begged or goods. Normally that is at 20 rand a piece, he's offering you at 2 rand a piece. You can sell it at 40 rand, and you immediately you make your calculation. If I would have bought at 20, my overheads would have been 20, another 5, 25, I should make 15 rand. Yeah, he's giving me a 2 rand. And without all the other, no tax also I have to pay, nothing. I'll make, but you don't even do those calculations. You have learnt Allah's name so much, it is haram. Allahu Akbar. To give you an explanation, one person who was a BA graduate of a university, he became murid to Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Now his clothing changed, now he looked like a Maulana from a Darul Uloom. So he was traveling by train. And Now he was dressed like this, everything. So when he got onto the train, he bought his ticket and he had extra goods with him, more goods. And just like in the plane, like we allow 20 kilos, etc., 22, whatever it might be. He were in on the train also, you are allowed 50 kilos per person. But he had more than that. And he had to pay, but he didn't have time. And he thought he'll pay for it on the train when the conductor comes. And he asked for the tickets, then I'll tell him I've got extra goods, so much weight, here is the money. But no conductor came in that whole journey. Where he got off, and the barriers at the barrier, when you get off at the station, he told them that I got extra goods and I want to pay. They say, oh, he's an honest man. Because you're honest? No, it's okay. You can go. He say, no, I can't go. The railway doesn't belong to you. You're an employee of the railway. And you have to do what the railway's instructions are. You can't make me maaf. You're not the owner of it. So they thought he's a madman. And they're explaining him that he's not a poor mullah. He doesn't know what's happening because the way he was dressed. He doesn't know what's happening in the world. And he's now insisting. Then when all the passengers were finished, took him to the station master. And in Hindi, which is just like Urdu, he's telling the station master, ye koi pagal aadmi hai. He thought, now how it was, he told him in English, there is a madman. He thought he's a mullah type, he doesn't know English, but he was a BA graduate. So he told him there is a madman, or it looks like he's drunk or something. I'm telling him to go, and he's insisting to pay. Where you get such a person in the world today? That you tell the person, go, and Allahu Akbar, we take it, Allah's rahmat came. When we're falling into haram, Allah's rahmat, because I was honest, just see barakat of honesty. He told me, no, you can go. But see this, when the zikr comes to that level and Allah's consciousness, that the railway, it doesn't belong to that person. So the station master told him, now explaining to him in Urdu, in Hindi, that bhai, nahi aap ja sakte ho, koi haraj nahi. So he told him also, this railway doesn't belong to you. You are just a station master. You can't change the laws. You have to enforce the laws of the railway department. You can't make your own laws. So then he didn't take the money. He went outside. This went zikr. And Allah's consciousness, Allah grant me and us all. It's easy to talk, but the reality is something else. But it is, and Allah grants it when we do our dhikr, etc. properly. So he went outside. Now he's thinking, what must I do? I have to pay the railway. Allah put in his heart, how much that would have cost you to the money, the extra your weight, go and buy a ticket to some town anywhere to that amount of money, and don't use that ticket. So you have paid the railway for that. So like this, so zikr has to come. This is learning the name of Allah. It's not just the outward Allah. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example. You got a parrot that you have taught it something. Salam, zikr, whatever. It says it so beautifully and you enjoy it. Visitors come, you tell them the parrot, make zikr, whatever, give azan, whatever it is. So, but the day the spirit comes in the claws of the dog, it's out of the cage and it's in the claws of the dog or the cat, it will forget all that zikr, it will go blank also. And then what is its original words which is in its heart, te, 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 that will come out. All that zikr you taught it and azan and nazam, it will forget all that. Just like that, we can be reciting beautiful nazams and Quran Sharif and all bayans we can be making. But at the time of maut, when malakul maut comes in front, then what is on our tongue, what is in our mind, will go blank. What is in the heart, if Allah's name, we learnt Allah's name to that extent, that Allah is in the heart, then we will get maut like these people, jo Allah par mar mite, who gave their lives for Allah Ta'ala. But if Allah is not in the heart, and it was just beautiful flowery talks on the tongue, and just all outward beautiful long namazes, but that heart was absent in that whole namaz. Tilawat, the heart was absent. Zikr, the heart was absent. Nothing in the heart, then at the time of maut, it will be a crucial, it will be a serious matter. And if there is any, the love of anything else, like examples as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has given, for example, a person was selling his amrood. Do aane ke amrood le lo, ek theli do aane mein, buy a packet of amrood for 2 rand, all the time. That was in his heart. So much he was saying it. like in the shops in Jeddah, Makkah, Medina, now they stopped it, the government, 2 riyal, 2 riyal, 2 riyal, 2 riyal, that person all the time is shouting, many places, Umrah, 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 that whatever was predominant and what is in your heart, at the time of Maut, that will come out. How many people were told to read Kalima? They told, no, that love of that woman, that is in my heart. I prefer that woman, the love of that woman, whether she loves him, whether she knows he exists also or not. But that love and that looking of that woman, I prefer that more to Kalima and to die with Iman. This condition comes of a person. So zikr of Allah and Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, Damat Barakatuh, many occasions he has quoted that when people, they trying for years and their pride not getting under, they feel my pride, my ostentation doing things for name and fame, my anger. Hadrat said, just carry on with zikr. Zikr is the solution. Keep on making your zikr, and if it doesn't, by the barakat of zikr, Allah will make you maaf also. But take your medicine all the time. Our habit is, especially our woman folk, they got any problem, medicine, 2 days they take, it's not helping. In 2 days your medicine is not going to help you. And they give up their medicine. No, we don't want to. And many men also. Then now we don't want to take medicine. It's not helping. You hardly started. And many times the bottle of medicine came. You paid so much money for it. They don't open it. They don't look. They say this medicine is not helping. But you hardly started the medicine. With zikr we don't start. Only 2 days we make little zikr. We say it's not helping. No, you have to carry on and on. And this year is not prescribed by a doctor of some university or some medical school. This is prescribed by Rabbul Alameen, by Khalikus Samawati wal Ard, the creator of bimaris and the giver of shifa. He has prescribed. So the zikr we have to carry on. So zikr, if a person keeps on making, it will end to learn Allah's name. وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, repeat Allah Ta'ala's name until you know. And we know, the Hafiz students, many of us, like here, many times, ayats of the Quran, I forget, I have to ask my friends what are, so it's a weak Hafiz, that's why you can't remember, you have to know it so well. Mufti Abdullah Pulpuri said a beautiful thing, he wanted to say a poem, in Urdu poem, Sha'r, Sheen, Ayn, Re, Sha'r. So he couldn't remember it. So he says, Kabhi Sher jo hai, wo Sher, Sheen, Ye, Re, Lion, wo jungle mein ghaib ho jata hai. Sometimes the lion hides away. Sher kabhi ghaib ho jata hai, chup jata hai. It just doesn't come to your mind. The person who knows it so well. Maulana Nomani's son, Maulana Sajjad, when he came here, the ulama, great ulama, was shocked how he remembers the ayats exactly without little bit, mutashabihat are not easy to have them fully under control. Where this ayat, laqad mannallahu, yeah, it comes like this, there it comes like that. The story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, just small words difference. Exactly he'll know that in this supara, in this place, it's with this words. In that supara, in with that, it's with those words. It's not an easy thing. So to have Allah's remembrance like that in that full detail. So, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, we have to take Allah's name until we know Allah's name in all conditions. If you are very, very exhausted, you want to go and sleep, but Allah's name, without that, you don't sleep. I must take my Allah's name. My Isha, I can't without Isha. I have to make my, so much we have to know Allah's name. And we, our condition is such that we think we are past this, but our Bismillah before eating we don't read. After meals we don't read our dua. Where is Allah's, where have we learned the name of Allah? So much zikr we have to make that Allah's name is all the time there. So, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, take the name of Allah, and the adab and etiquette, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا, with complete tabattul. Tabattul, with complete one-sided mind. Don't think of anything else. For the period of at least 40 days in a person's life, take out 40 days. And the best is going to stay by your Shaykh for 40 days. And like nowadays commonly, usually khankas used to be the whole year. Unfortunately, there are very, very few khankas like that left. At least Ramzan, khankas carrying on. Spend 40 days, and for 40 days make zikr, as Allah has mentioned, with tabattul, with complete absorption. Nothing else you think of, only of Allah Ta'ala. وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. Why must you only think of Allah? Allah is Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. He is the Lord of the East and the West. You worried after Fajr, I'm making zikr, I mustn't forget my loaf of bread and my liter of milk. Otherwise the wife who is like a jallad, how she comes, and if you came today without bread, where's the bread? Where's the milk? You don't know children need breakfast. And now you worried your whole zikr, but you think I mustn't forget to take my bread and milk. Otherwise I'll get home, I'll get it hot and solid from the wife, that you didn't come. No, don't worry. Rabb, he is the Rabb of the Mashriq and Maghrib. He has given all of them stomachs, the elephant, the buffalo, all the big animals also, and he fills their stomach also. He won't he fill my stomach? Why must I worry about my milk? Why must I worry about my bread? He is the one who will give it all. So with that complete only turn to Allah and make the dhikr, Allah spelled it out. Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghribi, la ilaha illahu. The zikr of Nafi is bad, the technical terms. That only read, la ilaha illallah. Who is the filler of stomach? Who is the doer of things? Oh, it's only Allah Ta'ala. Fattakhidhu wakila. When Allah is said, then make him your wakil. La ilaha illahu fattakhidhu. Wasbir ala ma yaqulun. In ya, there is also the zikr of isme, zat also, Allah also, and the zikr of la ilaha illallah. So make that zikr and make Allah your wakil. All your other matters, hand it over to Allah. Now when you will do this, they say, oh, big Sufi sap, your wife would also say, you're not worried of the children, you're not worried of us, you're only making zikr. So Allah beforehand told us, wasbir ala ma yaqulun. Make sabr. People are going to pass lot of remarks about you. Now you think you're a big Sufi. Now you're only depending on Allah. You don't want to do anything. Your yaqeen has reached there, but realize their yaqeen is not there. With them, deal with them like in dunya's matters. But your yaqeen, let it reach that level that you know Allah alone is the doer. Wasbir ala ma yaqulun. And when you explain to them and they still keep on troubling you, wahjurhum. Now, hajran jamila. Separate yourself from them. But that separation also, hajran jamila. That in which they la intiqam fi. That you don't want to take revenge from them. When tomorrow they get an accident, you see now what happened. I told you to make zikr and to remember Allah. You didn't. Now see this what happened. Now you got a heart problem. Now you, no like that. No intiqam. And that you don't have, that you don't think that I'm better than you. Hajran jamila. You go your way, I go my way. You're living together, everything, but now your mind, you don't fight with them. For you, your religion, for me, my religion. Lakum deenukum waliya deen. You don't want to listen, but now I've realized Allah alone is the doer. There is a lot of detail in this, but briefly, wahjurhum hajran jamila. So in this way, dhikr, Allah has explained the adab also of zikr. If Allah wishes tomorrow, but more on the fazilat and importance and also the method of zikr that we haven't touched. If Allah wishes tomorrow, we will discuss it, which is very important. And if I can, I'll put my topia on your feet. I'll come to your foot. I'll put my head in your feet. I'll beg you, please don't miss out our zikr. Do our zikr. Do our tilawat reg. And for yourself, see the results. The zikr of Allah will definitely, but we just don't do it, unfortunately. How much it stress every year, but we just don't do our zikr. Now how can we, and we say, I'm not getting benefit. We're not taking the medicine. Zikr is such a thing Allah has given us. May Allah let us realize and do it inshallah.